Yeah, it's coming up to 13 past 10, the talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Michael on the line at Gordonvale. G'day, Michael.
How you doing, mate? Thanks for letting me come on your show.
Pleasure. What are you saying, Michael?
Well, there's been a lot going on with youth crime, obviously. Mm. Kids stealing cars, Grand Theft Auto, even heinous crimes where people have been threatening in their own homes, stuff like that. Mm. But I'm here to talk about solutions on youth crime.
Yes.
Back in 2014 and 2015, I was a part of a real training centre, and I was a student there, and there's a lot of kids who have done wrong, ice, drugs, stolen cars. Mm. And through this, I have seen kids literally clean up their act, learn skills on how to run a farm, and literally them being put into jobs.
Keep going, Michael. And this is music to my ears.
No worries, buddy. And part of that, I actually had issues with my health and nobody gave me a go. And this is a part of, we've got to give these kids a go, even though they've done wrong. And you got to find the ones that who know need to change their life. Mm. If you can get those guys into what Jeff Toomey did and Jeff Guest did, the same type of curriculum, but you have to change a little bit. Because sometimes some of the Indigenous fellas won't talk to the other fellas. Mm. So you need somebody who knows about the land.
Yes.
And that can work with these kids.
Yes.
Because you don't want to repeat what happened back in the past. It's doable. I reckon if you can get the community behind to start something else, find a site not too far outside the Cairns region.
Yes.
Sponsorships, community donations, people that know how to work with kids or have had the same type of experience in the past.
Yes.
And have overcome their problems. From becoming the victim into the victor. Mm. Hallelujah, hey? Change of law.
Thank you for this contribution, because you're relatively young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm only 29.
That's relatively young, because from time to time we have older people than that that have these ideas, and you know, you think, oh, a whole lot of younger people are going to scoff at that because it's it's just unfashionable. But the reality is, the evidence is there that this sort of approach works. This rural exactly. training centre you referred to, did it have a name?
Yeah, Jeff Toomey's Ultimate Rural Training Centre.
Okay, Jeff Toomey, was it? And it doesn't exist anymore, I'm taking it.
His funding got cut. Oh, unfortunately, it was put into agriculture, into hospitality. But how do you reckon you're going to get your food?
Oh, God, this breaks my heart. The people who make these decisions have got no idea. They're totally, hopelessly out of touch. And do they replace it with anything better? No, Evan. In fact, quite often, look at Lincoln Springs. Oh, we didn't like the way that was run. Oh, for various reasons, but we're going to build something better. They never even laid one brick after closing down Lincoln Springs. Look, I'm heartened by what you've had to say here today, Michael, at Gordonvale, because this is where so many people are finding encouragement, because they hear people like you saying, there is an answer. There
That's
is a
exactly
way.
Right.
Just need somebody with the wherewithal to embrace it and make it happen. Get these kids out of town, number one. Give us a break. But give them a future. If they want to embrace a future, they're able to have that future. You made some very, very good points there today, Michael. You put me in a brighter mood after what we heard this morning.
Yeah, after yesterday, I think that's sunshine to your darkness, mate.
thank you. I want to keep your number here, if that's okay, because you'll be able to lift the spirits of listeners when we need it. Thank you for this contribution today. That's Michael at Gordonvale. If you want to expand on that, by all means do, because the people that work along these lines seemingly are the ones that bring the sunshine into this debate and actually have us dreaming about possibilities that we could actually help to make realities and give us a break from this nightmare.